Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about all these tensions and things that are going on, and it makes me think about what you were sharing with me, Steve.
Yeah, it's just I've been just in my bonding time, and it's just like we're just seeing so many things just coming to a point. Mm-hmm. So many people just expressing their just, you know, hardships and difficulties and just pressure. And I just really
like
got
you're
to,
feeling that when you're I can see your mouth.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. Yeah.
Pressure? What's that?
Pressure. Yes. And it's like, but the thing is, though, it's just like, you know, in the workplace, I mean, you can just go and look around and just see it on people's faces.
Yes.
And the huge thing is, like, as I was praying, I was just, I love the Word of God because it's like when you, when you're reading the Word, when you're getting into what God is saying, it's just like, I can just feel life in what He's saying. And in Romans 15, He says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And that is so important. That is so powerful when I look at that, because it's just like, a lot of times, too, the enemy can twist these situations of difficulties, of hardship, whatever is in your life that's causing you to evaluate what it is that you're putting your trust in. And the thing is, though, when it can cause you to, you know, I'm losing hope, I'm, you know, we're getting stressed out. But the thing is, though, is like when you realize that whatever is in your hand that's causing you to be stressed out or causing you to be hopeless, that's a good thing. Because it's in that moment that you can realize, oh, my goodness, I'm looking at something that's not God. I've taken my eyes off the cross. I can be like, oh, my goodness, we can put our hope.
So how you're responding to that thing lets you know this ain't God, because God's peace.
Yes. Wow. And that's the huge thing, is I love that, because He says, so that you may overflow with hope.
Wow.
And I just think about so many of those moments that we've talked about on previous programs, and it's just like, it's amazing how much a situation can change when you look at it, when you say, you know what, we've got hope in God. Because God's kingdom's not shaking. God's economy's not going through a depression right now.
No.
And it's just like, praise God.
He paves his streets with gold.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing, is because it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that we're able to endure such difficulties and endure what we've been talking about in the program. It's just like, God's in control.
Yes.
And when we put our trust in Him, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see that, and it's just like, okay, is your trust in XYZ or fill in the blank, versus your trust is in the one true God, the uncreated God, the holy God, Jesus Christ. And it's just like,
it's a trust factor. You know, when our peace is missing, then our trust is missing. We're putting our trust in the wrong thing instead of God. Mm-hmm. But it makes me think about when you're talking about all the troubles going on and all the difficulties and how we look at it. It makes me think of a farmer. Of a plant, actually.
Mm.
And this plant is just sitting out there in this field, and it's been kind of growing its own way, doing its own thing. The farmer hasn't paid much attention to it. And a lot of weeds growing up around it, hasn't been pruned in years. And it started, you know, wondering at some point, this plant's going like, you know, I guess everything's all right. Everything's going good. Mm. But all of a sudden, he notices that the farmer's paying attention to him. And he looks down the field and he realizes that this machine is coming. Here, this plant, say, is about 3 foot tall, and this machine's like 6 foot tall, and it's turning everything upside down. Everything that it's been used to is getting turned upside down. It looks like everything is over. Everything's falling apart. And it's a tilling machine, tilling the ground where this plant is at. And everything that this particular plant knew at one time, this vine knew, at one time, that everything was okay, but really, was it okay? Why is the farmer beginning to tilt? Why is everything turning upside down? And we can have hope and understanding this and knowing that it looks like things are falling apart, but really it's just being tilled under, hard souls being broken. It makes you think of John chapter 15 when Jesus is talking to us. He said, listen, my Father is the gardener. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you bear fruit, I'm going to prune you so you can bear more fruit. The Father's going to prune you so you can bear more fruit. But if you don't bear fruit, you're going to be cut off and thrown into the fire. So God is always working with us. He's always tilling our soil. And to us, yeah, it is. The world as we know it is changing. Things are changing. Nations rise, nations fall, jobs change, people change, relationships change. All these things change, but it could be just God's tilling things over. And it does look, think about that plant's perspective being 3 foot tall, the tiller being 6 foot tall, and you're seeing thing, man, I'm about to be destroyed because this thing's coming my way. And it's like, well, not really. It's just what's around you, everything that you're used to, how things were is being tilled. But if you'll allow that hard heart to be tilled up and that's roughened up with what's going on, consider hardship as discipline. God is treating you as a good plant, as a son, and that he's working righteousness and holiness into your life. And you think about that. So my goodness, once we're trained up by this, we'll be able to do God's work and his will. And it's like, okay, yeah, it does seem like it's being, you know, crazy on all corners. But the truth is God is getting ready to prepare us for a great harvest. He's going to have a great harvest. I've even seen it. The Lord has shown to me, you know, what's going to be happening. You're talking about a third great awakening. We're talking about many people coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The greatest harvest, even Bob Jones used to call it 1 billion souls coming into the kingdom of God. That's 1/7 of the world's population coming to know God. That's just a powerful thing. But it comes with that turbulent circumstances. It comes with tilled up soil. It comes with a time that it seems like maybe you've been forgotten. Maybe the Father's forgotten about you. You've just been doing your own thing, loving your weeds and things growing around you. But all of a sudden, here comes this big till, and like America's being tilled. Actually, the whole earth is being tilled right now. So you are right in that perspective, but it's our trust in God in this process that can give us that perfect peace that we overflow with it, you know? It's just a powerful, powerful thing. And you think about it, and he says, you know, that love is patient. Love is kind. It is gentle. But the one thing he says in the whole list of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he says, love always trusts. And that if we truly love God, we trust God. We're not offended by his judgments. We're not upset that he allowed us in on the plans of what's happening on the earth and things didn't turn out all right because he allowed things to happen that way. He says, rejoice always, pray continually in every situation, for this is God's will for you. Not thank God for the pain or the agony or something not working out, but realizing that happened because his Father filtered. It's the way that, for whatever reason and whatever his omnipotent, all-knowing, loving, kind, graceful, merciful reasons, that's why it happened. And we can trust him in that. But if we don't trust him, then we don't love him. And so if we say, I love God, but I don't trust him, if I don't even trust him with my finances, I don't even trust him with my relationship, I don't even trust him with my work, I don't even trust him with my nation, I don't trust him with the world, but I love him. But love always trusts. And what happens when we trust, when you really trust someone, and they have this thing called trust fall, that you get 4 feet up on this particular ledge and you cross your arms across your chest, and you fall backwards into the arms of six folks. And the thing is, you will not do it if you don't trust people. All these people that complained, I remember we used to do that with fathers and their children. And the, you know, quite often fathers or mothers were complaining about their child and what's going on. Their child won't listen to me. The child doesn't trust my decision making. But all of a sudden, when it came time for that mother to stand up there and do a trust fall back into her child's arms, her teenage child's arm, she wouldn't trust. She didn't trust her kid.
Right.
It's like, if we're going to have a loving relationship, we have to be willing to fall into each other's arms. We got to be willing to say, God, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I'm going to trust you in this. And we do that, then we can have peace. Because we're like, it is what it is. I am what I am. And I'm loved by God and I trust God. That's a powerful thing, yeah, because, you know, we need to let peace rule in our life. We need to let peace rule in our life. We need to be able to say at all times, you know, that I trust the Lord. And these times coming upon the earth right now, truly times that test men's soul. And our soul is what we think, what we want, and what we feel.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah, and that's a huge thing is because, like, you know, even just, like, thinking about that situation, being in a trust fall, and it's like I've gone through those situations as well, you know, camping or just those organizations and team building, and you can even think about that person that, like you're saying, doesn't trust. It's like they're all tense. They're just, you know,
exposed.
Yeah, and a lot of people like live their life like that.
Yeah.
And
they tell you they trust you.
Yeah. And it's just like, but I can see it. Yeah. Yeah. Something's not right.
Right.
But that's a huge difference, and there's a freedom in that. And that's the thing. It's just like, if you can just trust the arms of God around you, the arms of God around your life, around your relationships, around your job, it's just like, it's so much easier.
Yes, right. It is.
And it's just at that time, you have to realize, do I have enough energy to continue being tense? Because it's only going to be a matter of time before you realize, okay, just got to trust.
Speaking of trust falls, it reminds me of when John was over part of our corporate challenges, one of the events that we were doing, and he was teaching everybody how to do a trust fall. And, you know, some people don't trust because we've never taught them how things work.
Right.
I mean, if we just say trust God, but we never introduce them to God, we never teach them the word of God, the ways of God, we never demonstrate to them in our lives what God does. We never go back and tell them the stories of God where he was trustworthy. We just say, trust God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you need to explain a few things. And so he was the first one that was, after he explained how to do a trust fall, he stood up on that 4-foot platform. He turned backwards, crossed his arms, and those people that he trained, the 6 people were there standing there. He thought to catch him, and he just falls right
flat on the ground.
And he comes down and hits the ground and bounces off the ground, and he jumps up like, you didn't catch me. And they're like, oh, we're supposed to catch you. You know, and if we don't tell folks how the things of God, you teach people about the Lord, and they build trust in God because you told them how God's trustworthy. You taught them the things of God. You've taught them about the life of David and how in David's life, he went through this huge journey, but God was in that whole journey so he could trust God in the midst of all that. You talked to him about Abraham and how he was the father of faith and he trusted God in the midst of all that. Going to a place he didn't even know about, he was willing to get up and to go. We have to be able to teach people about trusting God. Yeah. They're not going to have peace if we didn't teach them about the ways of God. If you teach them about the ways of God, and he is trustworthy, we just need to let people know. And he wants us to love him, trust him, same thing. And we can do that and move in perfect peace, knowing that we can fall back into the arms of our God, for he is trustworthy. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll